Hello, welcome and kumusta. Thank you for joining me. My name is Hao and I am your occupational therapist and this is OT Conversations. In this talk, I would like to give you some tips on how to write down your goals and how to structure your goals. This is actually very easy when you are writing things down. I know there is a popular goal setting method, and that is the SMART goal setting, where it has to be specific, measurable, realistic, under time frame or something. And that's the most popular one that's going out there. The thing about this is that it gives you the impression that when you're writing goals in a smart way, it makes you think that you are setting it in the right way and that you're actually being a smart goal setter. But no, I'm not going to go there. We are not going there. Instead, what I would like to share with you is how you structure those goals when you're writing things down. And this is very easy. Just remember, when you're writing goals, you wanted to go from one place to another, from one state to another. And when you're writing goals, you have to remember that you are trying to resolve a problem. And all there is basically that. You are just trying to resolve the problem. So change the state of the problem into a state where you want them to be. For example, if the problem is the person cannot dress, you may want the goal to be the person will be able to dress. Okay, very easy. If the person cannot get out of bed, your goal would be for the person to get out of bed. If the problem is the patient cannot wipe their bottom during toilet hygiene or could not do toilet hygiene, your goal would be the patient to be able to do the toilet hygiene. That's very easy. Now, the structure and the tip here is I call it the ABCD format. A being audience, who is it? B meaning what is the behavior, stands for behavior. What do you want this person to do? C would be the condition on how to do things. And D would be the duration. Yeah, ABCD. So normally, in a very simple statement, you only have audience, which is the person, and you wanted them to be able to do something, which is audience and behavior, AB. For example, my previous examples were the problem is the patient can't get out of bed. So your goal would be the patient, that's A, will be able to get out of bed. So what's the behavior? They want them to be able to get out of bed. Simple. Now, sometimes it's not that straightforward because there will be some limitations when you are setting goals. And those limitations are, they just can't get out of bed. So this is when the condition comes in. C, right. So for example, you can say the patient will be able to get out of bed with assistance of one. So that is the condition. Okay. Or say the problem is getting off the toilet. So the patient will be able to manage toilet transfers with the use of adaptive aids, such as the raised toilet seat, for example. Or say the problem is the patient has difficulty getting out of bed, or the patient has difficulty with sit to stand, then your goal would be the patient will be able to manage sit to stand with ease. Yeah. So audience, behavior, and what would be the condition? How would you enable the patient to manage standing with ease? So patient will be able to manage with sit to stand using adaptive technique of utilizing the arms, for example. So that would be that, okay, A, B, C. Now, duration is just how often do you want that behavior to be observed? You know, sometimes you may want to put that in, sometimes you don't have to put that in. In other places where occupational therapy service, is provided for and is sponsored and paid for by your results based on insurances, then you have to do these things. You have to be specific about these things. But in the NHS, as we stand in terms of our regular practice, nobody's really paying attention to this. And that's a sad fact. So duration would be how often. So for example, the patient will be able to get out of bed with ease, that's the condition, all the time. So that's the duration. Yeah. Or 100% of the time. Or every time in the morning. Yeah, the patient will be able to get out of bed in the morning. So it's very simple, guys. When you're setting goals, all you're doing is you are trying to simply resolve a problem and change those problems into something, a state where you want them to be. And the easiest way to do that is to use the ABCD method, which stands for the audience, the behavior, the condition, and the duration. So I'm talking about this when you are setting goals. When you're setting goals, particularly with ADLs, it's very straightforward with ADLs. It's very simple. Now, when it comes to setting goals, when it comes to performance component, it becomes a different scenario. But it's still the same. You can still see the audience or the what. What do you want it to happen, which is the behavior, and what are the conditions? Say, for example, the problem is the joint range is limited. So that's the problem. And it is stuck to 0 to 90 degrees only. And you want the elbow flexion to be able to do from 0 to, say, 110 degrees, for example. So you can just state the problem. What is the problem? Elbow flexion is limited to 0 to 90 degrees. Easy, isn't it? Now, what would be the goal? You want the elbow flexion to increase from 0 to 110 degrees. Easy. That's performance component. And that is very measurable because physical component is very easy to measure, like the range of motion, the tone. If the upper limb is hypotonic and it is presenting with hypotonia, then maybe your goal would be the patient will demonstrate an increased tone. Very easy. How are you going to do that? That's your treatment. So that's a different story. You don't have to explain your treatment in your goals. So it's just like that. What other things? Reach, grasp, and release. So the problem is the patient cannot reach with the left arm. That's a problem. So what do you want to do? Patient will be able to reach with the left arm. It is so simple, isn't it? It's like sing, song, sung. Just where are they? Where do you want them to be? Yeah. The problem is if you are vague with your problems and you cannot isolate and you look at it at the perspective that is so big. For example, the patient cannot engage and be a husband because of having a stroke. Then you are stuck. And what do you want to do? The patient will be a husband? And how do you do that? That's so big. Yeah. So when you're setting goals, make sure that this is realistic. It is targeted to the problem. If you have a problem, you have to cut them down. You have to make sure that it is simple problem and it's really something that you can resolve. That's that. Okay, guys. Until next time. I hope you learned a little something. Just remember, anything you do matters and has an outcome. If you learned a little something, do pass this on to your friends and colleagues, and we'll talk more. If you want, you can subscribe, but I leave that to you. Thank you. Until next time. If you enjoyed this podcast, talk to your friends and colleagues about it. Like it, subscribe, share, and do what you can to appease whatever algorithm that is at play. Just remember, guys, anything you do matters and has an outcome. Until next time, bye.